You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight at 7 on Reveal, a look at Title IX, the historic law meant to bridge the gender gap in schools. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, the Wisconsin labor market looks like it'll be seeing a number of changes in the next year. Spectrum Brands announced that it would be adding 60 people in its Middleton, Wisconsin offices, but would be outsourcing 15 accounting-related jobs to India.
And Caterpillar announced last week that it'll be moving engineering and technology jobs from South Milwaukee to Tucson, Arizona. Caterpillar, which has 900 employees in Milwaukee, didn't say how many people would lose their jobs, but the move is expected to have a major impact on the economy.
And Madison's Oscar Mayer plant has plans to shut down completely in 2017. According to when it first announced the closure in 2015, the company said more than 1,000 jobs would be lost in the Madison area.
And this all comes as Governor Walker highlights what he calls an economic comeback for Wisconsin. Abdur Chaudhry joins us now for a look at Wisconsin's job future. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, the Journal Sentinel published a piece from Governor Walker about what he calls Wisconsin's comeback, and he has lots of data points there citing what he sees as a strong economic turn for Wisconsin to the better. So do you agree with that? Is Wisconsin experiencing an economic comeback?
Basically, two things are happening. On one hand, Governor Walker is right. We are creating jobs in Wisconsin. The unemployment number has come down. In the last year, we have created a number. The problem is, the jobs that we are creating here are low-paying, low-skilled jobs. We are creating jobs in the leisure industry, in hospitality, in those industries where they don't pay much. We are not creating enough jobs in the high-paying, high-skilled areas, such as manufacturing, construction. And those are the areas you see the companies are leaving the state. So that's basically the true picture that you will find.
Do you ever see those low-paying jobs as being something that tend to lead the higher-paying jobs? Is there any sort of pattern there that we could look to?
At this point, it is. Because of the increasing number of low-paying jobs that we are creating, what we are seeing in Wisconsin is that wages are relatively flat, wage growth. Wages are not growing, and if wages don't grow, income is not going to increase. So that's one of the problems we see in Wisconsin.
Well, let's talk about some of these companies that are leaving Wisconsin, or at least sending jobs elsewhere. Caterpillar, Oscar Mayer closing, Spectrum's parent company. These are all examples of companies that are either outsourcing jobs or closing or moving jobs to different states. Why do you see that as happening at this particular point in Wisconsin's economic history?
There are a couple of reasons, actually. Obviously, there is a global trend that we see manufacturing jobs moving to areas where they get more incentive, they have lower costs. For example, Oscar Mayer has moved to Iowa. One of the reasons is they received a significant amount of incentive from the government, the state government in Iowa. That's one reason we see many firms are leaving. Also, in the food industry especially, there is a lot of consolidation going on, and that is leading to this firms leaving.
Taken together, these three companies, Caterpillar, Oscar Mayer, Spectrum, as latest examples of this, do you expect this to have an influence on Wisconsin's economy, and if so, how much?
It will have some impact on the economy. There will be a ripple effect, obviously. And what I'm thinking is that in the next couple of years, you will see a number of other firms leaving the state. One of the things that we have failed to do here in the state is providing incentive for firms to come in. For example, let me just give you an example. If you remember last year, there was a big fight in the state on the right-to-work law. There was some people were arguing is that if we have the right-to-work law passed in Wisconsin, a lot of firms are going to come to the state. That hasn't happened. We haven't seen any inflow of firms coming to the state. On the other hand, firms are leaving the state. So we are not providing the correct incentive for firm to come in or stay in the state.
Well, what kind of incentive would be, do you think, the right incentive to convince a company to come here or to stay here in Wisconsin?
Obviously, firms basically look at a number of things. They look at the tax structure. They look at the infrastructure in the state. They look at what type of labor morale exists in the state. In all these areas, I don't think we are doing a good job. For example, you can take the case of WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is supposed to help attract businesses into the state, but we have seen a lot of internal problems in that corporation, and that has failed to do its job.
We're talking right now with Abdur Chaudhry, professor of economics at Marquette University, looking at the jobs outlook in Wisconsin amid cuts in jobs from major Wisconsin employers like Caterpillar and Oscar Mayer. And you said that there are things that, you know, other states may be doing better. Iowa, for instance, has taken Oscar Mayer. But are there things that you think Wisconsin in particular, to flesh this out a bit, that Wisconsin is doing particularly poorly at?
One thing that we have failed to do is infrastructure development. We haven't invested much in infrastructure, and this is where I always give the example of Iowa. If you look at the last 5 years, Iowa has significantly increased their investment in IT, information technology, and that has helped to attract a lot of firms in the state. So that's an area we can look at. One thing that the Wisconsin state government has started to do is retrain some of the workers that are losing their jobs. That's something we also need to emphasize. So that will reduce some of the adverse impact that these firms, when they leave the state, it has on the state economy.
What kind of training would that look like if we had a program that you thought was doing the job to retrain workers?
Here we can bring, we can take the help of the technical colleges, for instance. We have a number of two-year colleges in the state. So, for example, let's take the case of the workers who lost their jobs in Oscar Mayer. Now, obviously, some of them may not be able to go back to work in a food industry where their skills will be useful. So we may have to retrain some of those workers so that they can work in other industries, for example. Now, here, obviously, there's a question. If you say this to someone who is, you know, a 60-year-old, if you tell him that he needs to retrain himself, obviously that will be a big problem. He may not want to be retrained at this stage in his career. But when you talk of the younger workers who are in the 30s and 40s, obviously retraining will help them to a large extent.
Now, some analysts say that Wisconsin doesn't have the skilled workers that it needs to meet employers' needs. Do you agree with that? Is that something that Wisconsin could do better at?
Yes, I do. In fact, I wrote on this a number of times, the mismatch of skill that we have here in the state. The firms that we have, they need a certain skill, certain type of skill, but we simply don't have workers having that skill, the number of workers that we need. So this is where, you know, both the private and public partnership can work to provide skills that will be helpful for the workers.
To come back to what you said earlier when we began talking about the low-paying jobs being the area of the largest growth, if you were to write a prescription for Wisconsin, what would you suggest for drawing those high-paying jobs to Wisconsin or keeping them?
Obviously, by high-paying jobs, we are talking about the financial industry, the manufacturing industry, construction industry. Those are the areas where jobs will be high-paying and it will require high-skilled. So we do need to encourage, you know, firms in those areas to sort of expand, provide them whatever they need in order to expand their plant, hire more workers. So we need to work with companies in those areas to see how we can, you know, increase the demand for workers in those areas, and we can provide skills for those type of workers.
We're talking right now with Abdur Chaudhry, professor of economics at Marquette University, talking about the jobs outlook in Wisconsin amid cuts from major Wisconsin employers like Caterpillar and Oscar Mayer.
You can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. Have you been affected by cuts, layoffs at companies outsourcing or moving to other states? Or is there a new employer in your community making a big difference on the local economy? What is the magic sauce? What would it take to boost jobs here in Wisconsin, either by bringing in companies from out of state or by promoting local companies? And what is your view of the state economy? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our conversation now with Abdur Chaudhry, professor of economics at Marquette University. And we're talking about upcoming plans from employers like Caterpillar and Oscar Mayer to cut operations in Wisconsin, meaning the loss of hundreds of jobs, and whether those cuts are balanced out by job creation maybe elsewhere.
Governor Walker wrote a piece published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel pointing toward a low unemployment number here in the state as evidence of an economic comeback. Call in at 800-642-1234. How well do you think Wisconsin jobs are rebounding after the Great Recession? Have you been affected by a company moving operations elsewhere or by a company moving into your area? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Guy joining us in West Allis. Guy, hi.
Hi. What about encouraging more unions in the state of Wisconsin, especially for skilled trade sets? Mind you, unions don't just negotiate wages and benefits. They also provide apprenticeship programs. When they're established enough, they actually provide schools and classrooms to get people up to the skill sets that they need in their workplace.
Guy, thank you so much for that question. And differing schools of thought here, Abdur, but what about encouraging unions?
Sure, that would be a very good thing. And the problem here is, obviously, as all of us know, in Wisconsin, the state and the union basically are 180 degrees apart. So I'm not sure whether the Scott Walker administration would be willing to work with the union on this issue. But that's a way to go forward. I agree with the caller's idea.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. And we're going to go next to Becky in Cedarburg. Hello, Becky.
Hi there. I'm just calling to, I forgot the guest name, I apologize.
Abdur Chaudhry, yeah, that's okay.
Abdur. He was talking about retraining employees. I have been out, I left work about a year and a half ago, have started back at a technical college, but it's going to take me 3 years to get a degree at full time, and that's in a health information technology program. And that's besides the fact that you have to pass basic reading, math, and English skills.
Becky, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. And Abdur, Becky talking about a long road ahead to retrain herself. I mean, what happens to someone like that, like Becky, in the meantime, if she's looking to make a decent wage?
Yeah, unfortunately, retraining has its pitfalls, and that's one of the things that it's not a quick solution to anything. It will take time, but that's the best alternative we have at this time for those who unfortunately are losing their jobs because of these firms moving out of state.
Are there any states who are doing better at getting ahead of that ball and training workers, giving them options maybe before something like that happens?
Yes, they do. I do know cases in Massachusetts, for example. They have the state government has initiated a number of programs where first, obviously, they try hard to keep firms and industries within the state, but once they hear that a firm is leaving the state, then they take immediate steps to find jobs or retrain the workers that are losing their jobs. So Massachusetts is an example that we can look at.
Becky, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck to you. And a very quick call here maybe from Adam in Kenosha. Adam, hi.
Hi. Up until the tail end of last year, I worked at Case New Holland down in Racine. They manufacture ag and construction equipment, and one of the things that we found was that the ag and construction globally really took a hit when the American downturn happened. It happened all over the world, and especially with South America, they've had a lot of financial issues, and I think that's really, it took an impact on the entire industry as a whole, so both Case, Cat now that's moving out, and other brands like John Deere, they're all struggling right now.
And thanks a lot for that. I appreciate you sharing that. And Abdur, quickly, as we wrap up, what about the ag industry taking a hit? Has the agriculture industry bounced back? And what do you expect?
Not yet. And one of the reasons is that, if I can just spend a couple of seconds on this, globally we have seen this because of the slowdown that we see in China. China was a big consumer of a lot of commodities worldwide. Now, as the Chinese economy has slowed down, demand for a number of commodities, including agriculture, has dropped. And as a result, we see the ripple effect across the globe. South American countries are not doing well. Since they are not doing well, so they are not buying our agricultural products as much as they used to. So it's sort of a ripple effect you see globally.
And we leave it there. Abdur, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your program.
That was Abdur Chaudhry, professor of economics at Marquette University. And we're talking there about job creation prospects here in Wisconsin as news hits of several companies losing jobs or outsourcing them.